This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Federal workers here in the U.S. are expected to be told today they will need to be vaccinated or submit a regular testing for the virus. President Joe Biden has only said he will speak about the coronavirus-related matters on Thursday. Workers in Washington and some other cities Wednesday began wearing masks again at work amid a spread of the Delta variant of the coronavirus that causes COVID-19. Signs began appearing Thursday in federal buildings, including the White House briefing room, requesting that even the vaccinated wear a mask. The governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, announced Wednesday that all state employees, a workforce totaling tens of thousands of people, must be vaccinated by Labor Day, September 6. New York becomes the second state after California to impose such a rule on its government workers. Big tech companies are making it mandatory for employees in the United States to get COVID-19 vaccinations before entering campuses as the highly infectious Delta variant of the coronavirus drives a resurgence in cases. Alphabet Inc., Google, and Facebook Inc. said on Wednesday all U.S. employees must get vaccinated to step into offices. Google is also planning to expand its vaccination drive to other countries in the coming months. According to a Deadline report, streaming giant Netflix Inc. has also implemented a policy mandating vaccinations for the cast and crew of all of its productions. That's U.S. productions. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also on the VOA mobile app. By remote, this is VOA News. Japan on Wednesday reported more than 9,500 new coronavirus infections, an all-time high, raising fresh questions about whether the ongoing Tokyo Olympics are worsening the country's pandemic situation. Tokyo is already under a state of emergency that some local commentators have criticized as ineffective. Many of the rules are voluntary. For example, restaurants have been asked to close early and not sell alcohol. Not all have complied. Overall, Japan's pandemic approach has been relatively successful. It has reported only 15,000 coronavirus deaths, much fewer than other countries its size. And a major breakthrough for one of the world's last countries to embrace COVID-19 vaccine, Tanzania's president kicked off its vaccination campaign Wednesday by publicly receiving a dose and urging others to do the same. Samia Hassan, who received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, expressed confidence in the safety of the vaccine, said the country of more than 58 million people will pursue more. The East African country's government under former President John Magufuli had long worried health officials by denying the pandemic. Magufuli, who insisted the coronavirus could be defeated with prayer, died in March. The presidency then went to Deputy Hassan, who has since changed Tanzania's course on COVID-19. The Afghan government in Kabul will be fighting for its life and could well fall to the Taliban after the U.S. completes its military withdrawal from the country in August, according to the U.S. government watchdog charged with monitoring events on the ground. Despite a serious and cautiously optimistic assessment by high-ranking U.S. military officials and Afghan leaders, a new report from the Special Inspector General for Afghanistan's Reconstruction described the situation as bleak and echoes concerns that Afghan security forces are not ready to mount any meaningful resistance. Ever since President Biden announced in April that American combat troops would leave Afghanistan, U.S. officials have been careful not to minimize the challenge facing the Afghan government. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani has also promised better results as well, saying that the Afghan military will be able to regain momentum by refocusing its efforts on defending urban areas. Help also has come from in the form of U.S. airstrikes in support of Afghan forces, despite the U.S. no longer having aircraft based in Afghanistan. For more news, please join us, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.